Live from Nashville, Tennessee, it's Dawn and Steve in the morning. Good morning from Moody Radio. It's Monday.
Yes, it is.
And it's Moody Tunes. And the artists that are in that we've kept as a big reveal are...
That would be Shane and Shane. Shane and Shane in the studio today, which we're Facebook Living at Dawn and Steve. And right now you're having to look at me, but you're about to see Shane and... Shane!
That's right, with my Dawn and Steve
and
coffee
Steve
cup.
Hiller.
Coffee mug.
And yeah. Steve Hiller, yay!
You want to sell those two.
I don't know.
There we go.
Probably not.
Moody Tunes Monday version. Oh, this is going to be entertaining because we don't have you two close enough together because of all the microphones and the guitar. So I'm just going to go back and forth. I hope I don't make anybody seasick on Facebook Live. That's going to be funny. Right now. Shane.
In some ways, that makes it easy.
Does it? It makes it easier.
One name to remember.
Yeah, and I'll answer if you look at me. If you don't, I'll assume
you're talking to the other Shane.
Okay.
Let's use eyes. Okay. Let's use eyes.
We'll do that. That translates well for radio.
It does. Yeah. So we're using our eyes. Look where I'm looking. Sorry.
Exactly.
It is helpful. Mm-hmm.
It is. Well, since you, we got eyes going
right
now.
Yeah, we got eyes going.
Yeah. We're going to, one of my favorite things about Moody Tunes is to actually kind of hear the faith journeys and stories of different artists. So, Shane, when did you actually come to know Jesus?
Oh, man. Well, this is Shane Everett. And you can also refer to us as E and B.
E and B.
Nice.
Okay.
E and B. Shane Bernard, Shane Everett. Shane Everett here. You know, I was a senior at Texas A&M. Shane and I were both business majors in school, and I didn't know the Lord till my senior year at A&M.
Wow.
And Shane and I met a few weeks before the Lord captured my heart. And when I was in school, I was in a bar band for a while, and ended up in a place called Killeen, Texas, at a bar there playing a show. And I was waiting to get paid at the end of the night, and the lights came on in this bar. I was sitting on the end of the stage. I don't know if you've ever been in a bar. Your listeners have probably never been in a bar.
None of us have ever been there.
But I was sitting on the end of the stage, and the lights came on, and you know, under the neon, the room looked kind of cool, and but when the fluorescence came on, you kind of really saw what the place looked like.
Yeah,
and it was pretty rough, and the Lord really used that picture. And I didn't hear the audible voice of God, but the Holy Spirit of God just was like, man, this is you. And and I felt like the Lord was saying, son, it's time to come home. And like right there on the end of this stage, you know, 2-3 in the morning, I just started weeping, you know, and like the Holy Spirit just was convicting my heart. And I got up the next morning and went to a church that was close to my house and waited to walk down the aisle because that's what a good Baptist does.
Awesome. Wow. So did you have Christianity in your life at some point? Did you kind of understand the gospel?
Yeah, I did. I'd heard the gospel over and over as a kid. I got saved probably, baptized 22 times, never saved. But, my dad's father was a deacon in a Baptist church. And he basically paid for me to go to camp every year. Mm-hmm. So I got saved at camp every year. But I never had the transformative work of the Holy Spirit didn't happen until then. Mm-hmm. So I had heard the gospel a lot, but, it's spiritually discerned. Mm-hmm. And the Lord revealed himself to me and never been the same since.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That to me is amazing because you're at a bar and the Holy Spirit can reach you wherever you are.
Yeah.
He doesn't need necessarily any big church service, although it's wonderful when, he meets you in a building that we call church, but he can reach you anywhere.
That's right.
It is his power.
Oh yeah. The hounds of heaven come and get me.
Yeah.
Come to get me.
I love that. I love that. I love that picture. I always have that he just pursues and he loves and he's going to have that relationship with us because of his kindness and his goodness toward us. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Shane and Shane for Moody Tunes this morning. And of course, we've heard from Shane E and we've got Shane B to get your testimony in a moment. But how about a song?
All right, let's do one.
Yeah, Can we do that? We've got, that's what Moody Tunes is all about, telling God's story and sharing some of your music live in studio. And so I understand we're hearing you've already won. Yeah, Shane
Yes.
B?
Yes.
Okay.
This song just briefly happened last year in a week of just trouble. And looking to what Jesus has done and also what he's going to do, because we know how the story ends.
Amen.
And so just some sitting in the middle of those truths of like, man, I don't know what you're doing, God, but I know what you've done, and that's enough. And I'm fighting a battle you've already won for me. You defeated sin and hell on the cross, and you rose out of the grave. And I also know you're coming back to make all things right. And so, yeah.
All right. Now you can hear Shade and Shane. If you're on Facebook this morning, you can live stream it with us. But hit it, boys. Let's hear this song as you share with us on Dawn and Steve in the Morning.
There's peace that outlasts darkness, hope that's in the blood, future grace that's mine today, that Jesus Christ has won. So I can face tomorrow, for tomorrow's in your hands. All I need, you will provide, just like you always have. 'Cause I'm fighting a battle you already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. Don't know what you're doing, but I know. There's mercy in the waiting, manna for today. And when it's gone, I know you're not. You are my hope and stay. When the sea is raging, your spirit is my help. You'll fix my eyes on Jesus Christ. I'll say that it is well. Oh, I know that it is well. Savior, my defense. You're my Savior, my defense. So I don't have to be afraid. No more fear in life or death. And all the story ends. Yeah.
love that. Shane and Shane this morning, you've already won. Live in studio here on Moody Tunes. And man, that is just a little taste of what is to come throughout this hour. Hope that you will stay with us. We heard Shane Everett's testimony, kind of how you met Jesus a little bit ago. We'll talk to you the other Shane. Shane B. coming up in just 3 minutes here on Moody Radio.
On Facebook right now, Moody Tunes is being live streamed. Just search for at Dawn and Steve. And while you're there, don't forget to give it a thumbs up as well.
Hope that you will do that. That's a great way to stay connected with us on not just the radio, but other platforms as well. Shane and Shane in the studio with us for Moody Tunes this hour. And maybe you have listened to their music for years, but you don't necessarily know a ton of the backstory. That's one of my favorite things about Moody Tunes, is just kind of getting to know who these people are, who the artists are, hearing their God stories, how he's been at work, and how he saved them. And we already heard from Shane Everett, Shane Bernard with us as well. And we need to know your story. Like, when did you meet Jesus?
Yeah. It's similar. And even as you guys were talking about, God can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And he revealed himself to me in West Texas. So my dad was a kind of a rough, tough construction man. And we grew up on the West Coast. We moved a lot. And my mom was this kind of tiny little rebellious lady, Catholic rebellious lady from Ohio. And she went West. They met in the Peanut Farm. It was a bar in LA in their mid 30s and got married. And then had my brother and I, and then we were just off to the races and the adventure. And all over the West Coast, ended up in Texas in junior high. And then right before high school, so this is like right before the ninth grade year, I was on a roof playing football with my buddy.
Wait. Roof, yeah. And football.
That sounds like a nice
bad
boy kind of thing to
do. Yeah, it is. Especially in West Texas. Yep. This is what they train you to do. You'd climb up on my buddy Zach's mom's roof at night, and because West Texas stars were pretty bright, and we would play football, and we looked up, and I had this moment where it was kind of like a Psalm 8 moment. Looking back, I had no language, never heard the gospel, but like, you know, I'm looking at the one who set the stars and the moon in their place with his fingertips, according to Psalms 8. What is man that he is mindful of me? I had some sort of feeling like that. It was like, what is going on? And life has to be about more than football and chicks and all the things that you're into then. And so I would actually tell my parents, back in the day where you could be like, I'm going to go play basketball, and you could be gone for like hours and nobody cared. So I'd go play basketball and sneak into the youth group. His mom went to a little Bible church and heard the gospel, and I was an easy sell, man. I mean, I just remember this youth pastor. It was just a youth pastor, plunked four chords. I'd never seen anybody play a guitar. This was all new, and I heard about how God loved me, that I could know him, that he could take everything I've ever done wrong and place it on his son. I mean, this was like mind-shattering stuff for me, So I just gave my life to him and learned those four chords and those 20 songs. My dad had this old guitar prop. I had nothing to do with music, but we had an old guitar just kind of sitting up on a cupboard,
yeah,
on top of a cupboard. And I pulled it down and I learned those four chords and started singing those 20 worship songs, and never did really sing like at the youth group, or that wasn't my thing, learning songs. But I just kind of took that guitar around as I went from here to there, and just got together with some folks and sang and prayed. And that led me, you know, to a couple different colleges, and then Texas A&M, where I met Shane. And actually we met because I asked him to borrow his guitar because it plugged in, because my old guitar did not plug in. And so when my roommates conned me into playing this concert out, this festival out in the field, and I was terrified and shy. And so I went down the street and borrowed this guy named Shane's guitar. He's like, my name's Shane. And I was like, my name's Shane. And we started to sing. And not too long after that, he came to Christ a couple weeks later. And then we started to sing together and largely sing through the Bible because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't have a huge grid on Christian music or anything. We just were like, I think they used to sing the Psalms. So we did a record called Psalms.
So now, Shane, I want to know, what did your parents think? Did you you finally told them I wasn't playing basketball. I'm going to the youth group.
That's right.
They say?
They were okay with it. I mean, I think my mom was kind of like a culturally Catholic, and my dad was kind of like, it all goes black. You know, it was 5 a.m. with his black coffee. And they didn't, you know, they were always really supportive of me going and within a few years, like I got my mom to come and her heart started to soften to the gospel. My brother came to Christ within a year or two after me. And then eventually after like years and years of warring and praying, my dad at age 65 gave his life to Christ, which was crazy. When you see scales fall from John Wayne's eyes, it is just crazy. And he walked with Jesus for a couple of years and then died of a heart attack. But so I'm just so overwhelmingly blessed.
Yeah. So cool. Well, there's a lot more to your stories, and we'll be able to just barely scratch the surface on some of that as we continue throughout this hour. But we've got another song ready to go here, All Sufficient Merit.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to hearing that. Shane and Shane in studio with us during this hour of Moody Tunes, and love the fact that I'm able to bring you live music as well. Here they are, All Sufficient Merit on Moody Radio.
All sufficient merit shining like the sun, a fortune I inherit by no work I have done, my righteousness I forfeit at my Savior's cross. Where all sufficient merit did what I could not. In love he condescended, eternal now in time, a life without a blemish, the Maker made to die. The law could never save us, our lawlessness had won, until the pure and spotless Lamb had finally come.
Whoa!
all-sufficient Mary, firm in life and death. The joy of my salvation shall be my final bread. When I stand accepted before the throne of God, within my Jesus, thank Him for the cross. Yes, I'll thank Him for the cross. It is done, it is finished. No more did I owe, paid in full.
Sufficient Merit, Shane and Shane here on Moody Tunes. Glad you've tuned in this morning. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, continue the conversation. More live music, 3 minutes away, here on Moody Radio.
Remember to find us on Instagram at Dawn and Steve in the Morning.
Moody Radio, Dawn and Steve in the Morning, and of course, it is Moody Tunes, of course, like you expected that on a Monday. No,
normally it's a Wednesday thing. What's going on?
Wednesday. It's spring share. It all kicks off tomorrow. So we thought, what a great way to kick it off, but to have a Moody Tunes. And it just so happens that Shane and Shane were in town. And so we were able to catch you guys while you're here in the Middle Tennessee area. And we are so, so glad. Okay, I am doing this on Facebook Live, but something just happened with the camera. So we'll get that because I don't want you to miss any of this. It's kind of the fun part of having you guys in studio, telling what the Lord has been at work doing. And how we've heard your testimony. So if you missed any of that, go to Facebook or catch that later through the Moody Radio app. Here's my question for Shane and Shane. We've had you guys on the show before, never in studio, but the heart that you have to keep your music focused on the Lord. I mean, both songs you've already shared this morning, talk about the cross, talk about forgiveness, talk about how it is finished. And we know that because of what Christ has done on the cross and then the power of the resurrection. We were singing songs yesterday in church and I was thinking, okay, Lord, when we ask the Holy Spirit to come and we want you to fill us, what are we really asking for? Like, truly, I'm so curious. But you guys are pointing us to the fact that we are sinners in need of a Savior. It is He who has done the work, and then we live out of that grace. We live out of His goodness. Why is it important, especially like in 2023, to keep the message of the fact that we truly are sinners?
Mm-hmm.
He truly is holy, and we truly need redemption. Thank you for keeping that in your music.
Yeah, we, you know, probably because of God's faithful and kind discipline over the years, we just cling to His word. We just have nothing else to offer but the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, the gospel through, that's woven all throughout the scriptures. And so we just have nothing else to say. You know, we quote Colossians 3:16 often. May the word of Christ dwell richly in you as you teach and admonish each other with all wisdom through singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratefulness to God in your heart, so that the word of Christ may dwell richly in you. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, we sing often. We're part of this thing called the Worship Initiative back home. You know, with a group of folks creating resources for the church, and we have these conversations a lot. And I think, like you were saying, I think words like The presence of God or the Holy Spirit coming, like those are really big things to steward. Yeah, like those aren't flippant things right. that we just go, hey, we're going to get in a room and ask the Holy Spirit to kind of like out of a jar, just pour himself in when we know that God took up residence in us in the most sacred form through the indwelling Holy Spirit that's inside of each believer. And so certainly there's an omnipotence to the Holy Spirit that he can come and do things, and he does in our midst. But the fact that when we get together, we're the body of Christ, and we have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we can't get rid of the Holy Spirit. I mean, if that could happen, that would have happened to me a long time ago. And so we're coming together to encourage one another and sing to God. And when we do that, the word of Christ begins to dwell richly in us. It's not some, you know, crazy mystical, you know, it is very mystical, but some of the language that I feel like we have in some of our worship songs in church is just kind of like a cultural language thing that's been handed. And I'm guilty of that too, of like, but I think more and more we're convicted to go, just let's go to God's word and let's inform our songs with God's word. And so that long, it'll have a long lasting helpful effect, right? Cause we get discipled by songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember as early on, I was, as a kid, I started to be in these big gatherings and sing about how I encounter God in these rooms and his Holy Spirit comes in these rooms, and then I would leave. And that really created a double life in me because that meant where two or less were, then he wasn't there. And then in when I wasn't in the rooms, then he wasn't. So like when I'm in my cul-de-sac, I'm not thinking like I have the very presence of God in me to walk across the street to my neighbor. And it really did. It took a long time to just, as I got into the Bible and got into the New Testament scriptures, and to see the miracle of regeneration when somebody gives their life to Christ, that the Holy Spirit takes up residence in them and changes everything. Not just in rooms together. That's amazing when we get to sing in rooms together, but everywhere we go, that God's people and God's presence is everywhere we go. And so it's really important to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that was Shane B. Shane, you know, as Shane just alluded to, you guys are part of the worship initiative, and it seems like there's a real gathering of people who are saying, no, that is the kind of thing that we want to intentionally do. Mm-hmm. So as you gather together and as you write songs and decide what you're going to do and perform, is what's maybe the criteria or the grid or something that you're looking for to say, yeah, this is something that we want to put out, give a gift to the body, as opposed to, I don't know. Like, how do you know that you're accomplishing what you set out to do?
You know, I mean, at the worshipinitiative.com, it's a place where you can go and you can get resourced as a worship leader, as a musician. But we kind of, you know, we want to sing the word of God and we want to eliminate distractions. Those are the two kind of like if there was a filter, you know, and even like Shane said, I mean, we kind of want to live out this Colossians 3 verse. But in all of that, I mean, we want to create things that help the bride of Christ be healthy. Mm-hmm. We want to feed God's kids. You know, I have three daughters. Shane has four daughters. And like, there's something about a father's heart when an outside individual, family member or something takes an interest and loves our kids. There's something that happens.
Yeah.
When your kid gets loved on by somebody else in a way, and you're like, man, that was helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you for pouring into my kid. That was really helpful. I mean, if that's my heart for my kids, what's God's heart for us as his kids?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just love this thought of like creating things according to God's word that helps his kids. And we want to wake up in the morning and create things that are informative, that are informing by the word of God, the hearts of God's kids to love their father more. And so we want the bride to be healthy, because the bride of Christ, honestly, it's the hands and feet that bring the good news to the world. And so if the bride of Christ is healthy and growing and flourishing, it's the hope of the world. And we want Christ to come back. So what are we going to do? We're going to feed his kids as well as we can in our little corner of the earth. And so we have a resource called theworshipinitiative.com to help do that. And yeah. we try to create music to do that. We have a group of people that are surrounded us, and we want to create songs that aren't confusing, that are helpful, that are informed by the scripture, so that the hearts of the kids of God can be healthy.
Shane and Shane in studio with us. They've got a new project that is dropping this Friday. It is Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, and that was a live recording done at Liberty University in Lynchburg. You can actually watch the live stream event of the concert is going to be dropping this Thursday on YouTube, 7 p.m. Central Time, wherever you happen to be. If you're on YouTube, at Shane and Shane, you can go check out their website, shaneandshane.com, or again, theworshipinitiative.com. All right. We have three questions that we ask every artist who comes in for Moody Tunes. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, ask those questions, more live music. That's just ahead on Moody Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Dawn and Steve in the Morning on Moody Radio. It's Moody Tunes with Shane and Shane.
And as we do every Moody Tunes, we're going to be asking them our three songs that we always ask. But Shane and Shane have been around for a couple of decades now, have released 40 albums, more than 613 million streams, founders of the Dallas-based The Worship Initiative, and a new project dropping this Friday, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. And they're going to live stream the concert on Thursday night on YouTube. So check that out. If you're on YouTube, it's at Shane and Shane, or just look for their names. You're going to find it right there. That's going to be Thursday night, 7 o'clock Central Time. All right, guys, you ready?
Let's go.
We ask these three questions of every artist who comes in for Moody Tunes.
Interrogation begins.
Shane Everett, you're closest to me, so we're gonna start with you here. Favorite meal ever?
Oh, my goodness.
We're all about the food around here.
Favorite meal ever. In Nashville, there's too many.
Come on, say it.
What? Kane's Prime?
No.
I know what my favorite meal is.
In Nashville, though. Because we got to go city to city. Because it's too many.
All time. Death Row, last meal, what are you picking?
Well, since we're here, it may be up there. But there's this little place called Jasmine's, and it's in Brentwood by the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Just a little hole in the wall. And they have this meal called the Chicken Mossaman. Yeah. And blew our mind a couple decades ago. And every time we come to Nashville, we make sure we try to get there to have this thing.
So if you're in Nashville.
Is that for both of you? It
surprised both of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Did you write that down? Because
I know we're going to have to.
Yep. Got to go try that one.
That's on the list to check out because I've not been there.
It'll blow your mind. Yeah. It's going to blow
your
mind.
Okay.
All right. Shimon Art.
Yes.
What artist other than you, too? Yeah. What artist are you listening to right now?
John Mark Cole.
John Mark Cole.
Yep. How come?
He is so incredible. I'm a little biased because I know him and I know his heart, but this young man has the most incredible voice. I mean, we kind of call him the new and better Wickham.
Shots fired, and
we love Phil so much.
Yeah.
And we've spent a lot of time with Phil over the years, and it's been such a blessing. But he's just kind of got that kind of ability, he released a record. He's on our record label and released a record, a few months ago. And my family cannot stop listening to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Shane E?
Oh man, we make a lot of music, so. John Mark Cole, Aaron Williams, and Davey Flowers are what we play all the time.
So. Yeah.
Davey's been on Moody Tunes.
Yeah.
So we've been happy to have her in studio.
Oh, Davey's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good.
She is. Okay. Last question. Huh. Who has been the biggest human influence in your faith journey? Shane E. Cameras on you.
A little guy named Steve Harden, little pastor. He was our youth pastor growing up and still to this day. Like, I wasn't a believer, and he would show up every Friday in the locker room before school, bring donuts every Friday all through high school. When I ended up getting saved, first guy I called, ended up marrying my wife and I, and like still today, like last weekend, my wife and I have been going through some stuff with her family, and Steve's still the first call guy. He's still loving on us. The dude just is just, I mean, Jesus in him is incredible.
Yeah.
He shows up.
Yeah.
Shane Bernard, what about you?
Mine's another little guy named Pastor John Piper has probably been the most influential on me. I remember going home, the Lord broke me. My body was falling apart in my mid-20s. And I went home. I mean, I couldn't really do much. I mean, I didn't know what was going on, but I went home to my parents' house. I canceled a lot of events, with Shane, and at their house, there was a book called The Pleasures of God, and it was a John Piper book. And I think I know why it was there, because we had played an event called Passion with him, but I didn't ever hear him when I was there because we were singing and playing concerts and doing all that. But I had this book and I read it, and anyway, it was very influential on just my life in Christ and getting me into God's word and really just a process of showing me, like, this is who God is according to the Bible. And not, cause you know, I'd never read this at that point in my life. I'd never read the scriptures. So it was like a deep dive into, who he is. And so he was very helpful.
Yeah. Love that. Well, I want to make sure that we do the next song justice. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we've got Psalm 46 just ahead. You're listening to Don and Steve in the Morning. Shane and Shane live in studio with us, part of Moody Tunes. You can check them out when you go to shaneandshane.com. This Thursday night, they're going to have a live stream event on YouTube, the concert for a new project that's dropping, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. That comes out on Friday, but the concert event, 7 p.m. Central Time, Thursday on YouTube. So hope that you'll check that out. All right, live music in studio, 3 minutes away on Moody Radio.
You're listening to Moody Tunes with Shane and Shane and Dawn and Steve in the Morning.
Well, we promised you that we're going to hear from Psalm 46, and so we're going to do a real quick kind of tease setup here. Shane, tell us the story behind the song.
So I have a plaque at home that says, "Be still and know that I am God." Thank you, Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
I've had it for years, and the more I've stared at that thing, quoted that thing, enjoyed God's scripture, like just through that Psalm 46:10, I've wondered what's the backstory. And so when we decided to sing through Psalm 46, this is basically a version of the backstory, of the backdrop of "Be still and know that I'm God."
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear, tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you with us. The fire with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts? Oh, God of Jacob, fierce and great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth it bows in awe, the mountains move into the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, still you let them live. Oh God who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Oh God who makes the mountains melt, come battle. Oh, where else would we
oceans roar, you are the Lord of all. The one who calms the wind and waves, makes my heart be still. To the sea, the nations reach. I know my God is in control.
With us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle.
Shane and Shane with Psalm 46. Guys, so appreciate you hanging out with us this hour. So good. Again, if you want to connect with them, they've got the brand new album dropping this Friday night, Thursday, live stream on the YouTube channel. I hope you'll check it out.